the crash at the starting line. Engine pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup.
Welcome to the Happy Gamer Podcast, Episode 2. Well, today, we have some new stuff today. Weekend Yo-Yo Games games reviews, some Congregate news, some Disciples 3 stuff. I'm a fan of Disciples 3, so we're going to hear some more news on that. Spore. I know we talked a lot about it last time, but there's a new contest on Spore. And we're going to touch on that today. And right as of now, and we have the some Congregate news as well. Right now, we are going to talk about the Yo-Yo Games games reviews. That's a tongue twister. Yo-Yo Games games reviews. Saying that, try saying that 3 times fast. First, we're going to review Lab 23. That's right, you may have heard of the famous, popular platforming puzzle game, Lab 23. You may have, when you heard about this game, you probably had some idea that it was probably going to be maybe a sequel to it. But you were sadly mistaken, because this game is a horrible game. I shouldn't say that. Okay, the main thing that really bothered me was the graphics. I usually don't mind graphics, but this time, I just couldn't handle how the graphics were handled. They were not handled, well. I've seen a lot better fan games of it than this Lab 23. It's just not as good as you might have thought when you heard, because many people, it had like maybe 100 plays in the first 10 minutes, and then people stopped going on it because they realized, hey, this isn't that the sequel to that game, Lab 14. This game sucks. You know, and I don't blame you. It's a really bad game. See, it's fine at first. You're jumping around as a circle, smiley face thing, and you go. Then you go jump over spikes. And the spikes fall on you in the next level, but the spikes usually fall before you get moving. But then in the next level, this level is what I actually thought, hey, this game might be good. Because you see, you're walking, and then these things just fall on you. It was scary at first, and then you have to learn how to get over that, and then after you get that, there's more things that fall on you, so you try to jump past them, but when you jump, you get stuck in the sign that says Slaughterhouse. Yeah. Really. You get stuck in the sign that says Slaughterhouse. It's not entertaining. Well, it might be to you. You might have some fun getting stuck and trying to get out. I've tried. You can't. So go have fun playing Lab 23. So that's up for Lab 23. It's really nothing special, meaning don't go near it if you see it anywhere. Yeah. Well, on Yo-Yo Games, looking at the Lab 23 thing, and he says, yeah, I guess that's a really big coincidence. Maybe I'll play Lab 4, because he didn't base it on Lab 14. He based it on Lab... he based it on, Kariyoshi. And I said, you mean the name is a coincidence? Wow! And Kariyoshi, if you didn't know, came a little bit after Lab 14. And he says, yeah, I guess that is a really big coincidence. Maybe I'll play Lab 14 when I get a chance. Is it yours? That would be awesome. I'd be a great game maker if it was mine. So, no, if you are listening to this podcast, creator of Lab 23, I don't like your game. If you're saddened by that, if your face is all sad because I don't like your game, well, I don't care. It's really not that good a game, and no, I do not own. I did not make Lab 14. Like I said, it'd be awesome if I did. I'm trying to go to the fluff page, which is, hey, maybe I have that in my recently played. Okay, I'm going to do a review on Fluff the Hedgehog, which is made with the Sonic 3D real-time engine. Ah, doesn't that sound good? Yeah, let's play that. Made using the 3D Sonic engine. Hope you like it. Well, I'm sorry. It is... So we made the level, and I can understand, if you wanted to make a Sonic game, you could call it Sonic the Hedgehog, insert fan game name here. But no, he decided to call it Fluff the Hedgehog, and I'm fine with that. The game control's fine, it was made with an engine that someone else made, which is also fine, I don't mind that. But what really bothers me about this game is, he wanted to do a recolor of Sonic, so he did. A really crappy recolor of a lighter blue. Yeah, that's what I really like. Seriously. I mean, I wouldn't mind this game. It's just a demo. It's just a demo of his. It's just a demo of his game that he's making. I've never used a Sonic 3D engine. Maybe this is actually just the demo level that he decided to... The demo level from the engine itself that you decided to say was, and so we decided to just put recolor Fluff, as it's named. It's just not that good. It's named Fluff, and I'm on his YouTube channel. Guess what? All of his movies are like Fluff the Hedgehog, Fluff Mini, Fluff Mini Fluff, vs. Jess, the Final Battle, Fluff the Hedgehog, Episode 4, Fluff. If you want a Sonic character, enter my contest. Well, you want to know what? This is a terrible... Seriously. What kind of idiot does a crappy recolor of Sonic as his amazing... Oh, I'm going to... As a crappy recolor of Sonic, like I said, I would not mind his game just being a Sonic fan game. I wouldn't even mind if the first level was the demo level. I just don't want him to be recoloring Sonic and calling him Fluff. Because when Sonic starts to run, all the blue just goes into this tiny little strip at the bottom of Sonic's butt. It's not cool. Stop. I command you to stop. I'm in no position. But if you are listening, again, if this guy's listening, I command you to stop doing crappy recolors of Sonic. I've made a crappy recolor of Sonic, but I never put him into a game, and then when Sonic starts running, all the color just strips out of Sonic. And then the game is fine, but like I said, it's probably just a demo level. He didn't make any of it, so it's not the game that I'm reviewing here. But since I was talking about a game that I thought was based on a puzzle game earlier, Lab 23, let's review Box Bros. Adventures. You may have been waiting for my review of this on YouTube, but guess what? There's not going to be one. Why? I'm not going to help you. And besides, there's already a walkthrough through the game. It's actually extremely easy, even easier than I expected. So if you're expecting some spectacular, amazing game made by our great Steve May, well, you're wrong. It's just another puzzle game that he decided to make. I know, it's disappointing. But still, so, yeah, I mean, so you play as Box Bro. That's the main thing of the game, really, is that you play as Box Bro, and that's the thing, you play as Box Bro, which I don't mind. I really don't mind any of this stuff. What I really mind, I really just don't mind at all. I'm number 143 on the daily podcast rating. That's not good. I don't like that. Oh, come on. I'm going to be posting this episode today. Oh, yes. And Box Bro, it's just another puzzle game. It's nothing special. I would only give it a 3 out of 10. No, a 4 out of 10. On puzzle game rating scale. If you want Fluff, I'm not going to review it because it's just a demo. And I don't review demos. And now for that Kongregate news. I'm sorry, Box Bro, no, nothing amazing for all of you people who were expecting the God game from Steve Mayo 9. You have been given the power over Box Bro. Finally, you not an idiot. And guess what? You have to solve easy puzzles, like in a room where there's a C. You have to hit C. Or welcome home. You have to type welcome home. Welcome home to this mediocre puzzle game. In Lab 23, I'm not going to give that a review stating either, because I feel like being a jerk. And With that, we move on to Congregate News. Let's open up the Congregate News to check out the weekly challenges. I'm going to be putting those in my podcasts from now on. The weekly challenges on Congregate. You've probably already seen them, but still, I'm going to put them up anyway because I feel like it. The month need to wait for the page to load. But anyway, Congregate, I am working on my first Congregate game. Yay! Congregate game! Woohoo! I know, you guys may be familiar with the Random Land series, a crappy game series that I just make for fun when I'm bored out of engines, and everybody says, hey, this is weird and odd, and I don't like it, and it's very repetitive, and I say, I don't care, I make them for fun, I don't want to get good reviews, I just want to make it for fun. So, there's a new one coming out of that, which is actually probably going to have some effort into it. Why? Because. You're still wondering, aren't you? Why? Because. Why? Because. Okay, I'll tell you. Actually, the reason why is because it's going to be an RPG. It's going to be called Final Random Land. It's not actually going to be the Final Random Land. You'll find that out in the plot. It's the plot about being the Final Random Land game. And if you actually are a fan of the Random Land series, well, there's new games coming out. I'm probably going to rename him Mega Man Impossible to Mega Man Randomly Impossible. That game has a couple levels and bosses to be finished, so that is coming. If you are really looking forward to, if you have seen that on my thing, so that is good. And now for some spore news. Well, last time you probably thought that I could tell you everything there was to be about spore, but guess what? You were sadly mistaken. Because guess what? Spore has just launched a contest. It was on Friday. And, on Friday, the last time I checked, which was a couple ago, of course, on Friday, there were 80,100,000, something. Something like that, but guess what? Over the weekend, Sporepedia got 11 million new entries. 11 million! 11 million! Why? Because they're announcing a new contest, which is to whoever makes the 100 millionth creation, which they judge because they have this testing thing that I don't know how it works, but they just know whoever posted it. They created the 100 millionth creation on Spore, and whoever does it gets a free pack, a free Galactic Adventures pack. So if you have Spore or Spore Creature Creator or any form of Spore or even Spore Creature Creator trial version, you post it on Sporepedia, you should be doing this very frequently if you get this Galactic Adventures Spore. And I know that's some pretty big stuff. 100,000. And how many creations there are to date? 91,693,390 creations to date. See if there's any new. Okay, why don't I tell you? 91,693,426. Just in that 1 second. A couple minutes ago. Now it's 91,693,449 creations. See, now it's 465. Wow, these creations, they keep... Now it's 473. These create 475. These creations, they just keep racking up. Let's see how many creations. Okay, I'm gonna... 485 creations. 493. 495. I'm sorry. 495 creations. I bet there's even more. Okay, 509. These creations, they just keep racking up. The creation counter, it just keeps racking up. I'm just gonna keep clicking it. These people. Wow, this is even more crazy than I thought. Wow. 536. There have been over, ladies and gentlemen, over 300 new creations in less than a minute. I'm really surprised by this. I bet it's gonna be some crazy, really stupid creation that gets the prize. I know, isn't that stupid? It's gonna be like this really stupid creation that gets the prize for Galactic Adventures. It's going to be like a stick with an eyeball and two arms, just because they want the prize. But I would love to get this prize, but anyways, that is the Spore News, and as I just said, there's a lot of creation just coming in out the gazong. 610, 611, 613, they just keep coming. There's no knowing how many creations there are out there right now. So, everybody, right now, well, now that we got that over with, let's go to my contest. If you don't remember from last time I said, you probably really get bored of me hearing me talk to myself about PC gaming. If you didn't know, that's what this podcast is about. PC gaming, amateur, and mostly EA stuff, and some Strategy First Disciples 3. If you want to join in on the fun, become a co-host of the show, email me at joephloman, J-O-P-H-L-O-M-M-I-N, at live.com. Let me repeat that, J-O-P-H-L-O-M-M-I-N, at live.com. I will put it in the show notes, so in the description you will find it if you want to be the co-host of the Happy Gamer Podcast. And email me what you can offer to the show, why you want to be on the show. You don't even need to email me that, actually. Just email me what you can offer to the show and post comments. And remember, this is a... Let's see how many creations there are right now. Oh! 717. I'm just going to watch these creations. And remember, this is not an EA Spore-sponsored podcast. But if you guys at EA are listening, we'd love to be sponsored by you. So, let's keep watching these. And I will give you all these information on all the EA stuff, like The Sims and any other EA PC gaming things. So, until next week. This is your faithful host, who has been here for 2 whole episodes. I haven't left you or anything. I know, it's amazing. For 2 whole episodes. It's a lot farther than a lot of podcasts I've seen. So, let's leave this podcast with a bang. Let's go out. So, good night, everybody.